Welcome to Biography Perspectives, presented by a fifth grade class somewhere in the webosphere. This podcast is based on the book Rachel, The Story of Rachel Carson, written by Amy Ural and illustrated by Wendy Miner. Our segments include Dear Diary, Noteworthy Interview, and Inspired Poem. Enjoy! These are three diary entries about the story of Rachel Carson.
My name is AJ.
I'm Alina.
I'm Garrett.
Dear Diary, today I went to the beach where there are no seagulls, whales, or sharks. I found a fossil stuck in a rock. I pulled it out and me and my mom looked it up in a book. It was a sea creature from millions of years ago.
A silver badge. Dear Diary, I have been waiting for St. Nicholas Magazine. In the magazine, I read a story called A Battle in the Clouds, which is about a air fight. I had been waiting so long for it to come in. In the magazine, my story was printed. I was so excited. When I opened it up to the page, and guess what? Right next to the story, there was a silver badge.
Hawk Mountain. Dear Diary, money is scarce in my family. My dad cannot hold a job for long, and Marion has moved back in with two children. I have a job for editing documents at the U.S. Bureau of Fishermen. I'm the only one who can support my family. Whenever I go to Hawk Mountain, I always carry a small notebook for taking notes on what I see. The last time I was there, the hawks looked as if they were sailing on an ocean of air.
Just by reading my three diary entries, you should know that I love to travel. I am a strong, independent woman, and I shall remain that way for all my life.
Good afternoon. This is Jim Miller on Good Afternoon America with Rachel Carson. Rachel, where did you live when you were young?
I lived inland on the Allegheny River in Pennsylvania.
What college did you go to and what did you do there?
I went to Pennsylvania College and I took science even though I wanted to be a writer.
Where did you go after college and what did you do there?
I went to Woods Hole Marine Biology Laboratory in Cape Cod. I got a job editing documents at U.S. Bureau of Fisheries.
What did you write about in your books?
In my books, I explore the ocean.
Where did you have your cottage in Maine?
The cottage was along the Sheepscot River near Dogfish Head.
When did your niece Margie die?
Margie died in 1957, so I took up her son Roger, who was five.
Who did you get a letter from and why?
I got a letter from Miss Olga Owens Huggins saying songbirds on her lands were dying.
Who did you write to find out why?
I wrote to entomologists and ornithologists.
How'd you feel about this?
I felt frightened and angry.
What is your book Silent Spring about?
Silent Spring is about the birds that were killed from poisons. Silent Spring is about the dangers I discovered.
When did you die and why?
I died of cancer in 1964.
This is all the time we have on Good Afternoon America with Rachel Carson. Bye-bye. Here's Bob with the weather.
Over and out.
Rachel's Journey of Strength, 8-pound poem. Rachel found a fossil, won a silver badge, different from brother and sister, college to be a writer, changed major to biology.
Studied life as Woods Hole, carried small spiral notebook. Watched sea as a writer, used information as a scientist, family was poor, earned money from nature writings, studied ocean life.
Summer cottage in Maine, niece, Margie, wild places being destroyed, tried to buy woods as a nature preserve, poison-killing animals, wrote a book,
Silent Spring.
Today's biography was selected from the annotated book list, Notable Social Studies Trade Books for Young People 2004, which is distributed yearly through the collaboration of the National Council for the Social Studies and the Children's Book Council. You can find the list at www.socialstudies.org/resources/notable.